It's weird to see Leno not in his element as a host of the show, because he's just like telling his own stories, mm-hmm. and it's not like he doesn't. It seems like he doesn't like doing it. Well, yeah, as we said, they don't like each other.
I mean, so far it seems like there's a good. Like, the rapport is fine. You know, it's not particularly warm.
I've known you actually a bunch of years since I started doing this show. I never.
Okay, he did seem was a little bit of an exhausted. Yep, I know you. Unfortunately, kind of nod there.
I've talked to you about a lot of things. I never talked to you about.
gasp. Yeah, he doesn't appear particularly happy.
Your childhood, because we both
come from Boston.
We both come from Boston, and I don't get an image.
Were you a comic book guy?
Yeah, my brother was a big comic book.
Yeah, I was a big any comic books.
Yeah, kind
of. Did you ever order things on the back of comics? The X-ray specs. Remember with the.
But this is transparently like they, because you know this is what Leno does. As a host, is that every guest has everything like pre-planned, mm-hmm. their stories, and he's doing the same thing, but there's like no magic to it. There's no like art to the segues.
Maybe
it's just like, yeah, but like it's like you, Conan is trying to artfully bring up comic books.
Is
and
what just
Leno's just like, are you a comic book guy?
Did Conan bring up comic books?
Or was no, he was.
You think he was going there, and Leno cut him off.
Yeah, Leno cut him. He's like, get to the point. Get to the comic.
Talking about Boston, and then Leno's like, you're a comic book guy.
Yeah.
Just totally jumping on the transit, which was taking a bit too long, but I think Conan was making it be like, you remember this great comic book store or something like that.
The Sea Monkeys?
Yeah.
And the Sea Monkeys playing the
I got the Sea Monkeys, did you?
I saw them in the Cub Scout magazine I got, but I never ordered them.
Okay. It's crazy. There's like this powder, you get this powder and a fish tank.
Uh-huh.
And you put the powder in the fish tank, and the powder is eggs for these little shrimp.
And they're really weird looking, right?
No, they're just little shrimp. And they're very small. And, like, you know, obviously the joke is that they look like little mermaids in the ad, uh-huh. but they're just like little bugs. Yeah. And then they swim around for like 2 weeks and then they die and you throw away the tank.
Right.
And the mom sea monkey would have her hair in a flip like Marlo Thomas, you know, and the kids on
it. Another
you ever had an ant farm?
No, but lived on, actually committed mass murder of many ants in the neighborhood.
Just like you want to the Orthodox Jews.
The last thing I ever ordered from a comic book was something called Monkey in a Teacup. You know what that is?
Never heard of that one.
No. Well, in the back of the ad, they showed this little monkey in a teacup doing this, you know, just sitting there. It was like $4.95, which was a lot of money when you're like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I ordered this monkey in a teacup, you know, and I'm waiting. You know, it's like 6 weeks. When you're a kid, it might as well be a year. So this thing comes in the mail, and it's like this package like this, you know. So I come home one day, and my mother says, there's a package for you on the dining room table, and it smells terrible. I said, oh, it's my monkey teacup. I can go in, and the package is doing this. I'm like, this. it smells awful. It's got holes in it, you know. And I open the box, and this thing goes, this thing, it was completely pink. It was a little naked man. It wasn't monkey at all. Just some kind of thing goes, like this. And my mother goes, and it goes, it just takes off through the house.
This is like a David Lynch movie.
What is he talking about? Yeah. There's a little naked.
Is it Paul Schrader?
Wait, did he order sea monkeys and he accidentally ordered a monkey? And there was a grotesque little hairless monkey?
We're about to find out. What the fuck happened?
It starts running through the house, so my mother starts chasing it, and she's hitting it with the broom, and I'm going to stop. You're going to kill my monkey in a teacup. And it runs up, and it's just throwing things, and then it would go to the middle of the room, stop, and it had like males. It was like a little naked man. And it looks like this, and then, boom, it takes off again, and my mother is just screaming, chasing this thing.
So finally,
she opens the front door, and the monkey's... Bam, runs out into the field. The dog is now chasing the monkey.
Oh, my God.
Ran outside. We never saw it again. I don't know what it was.
That's the story?
What? Okay, Conan's on our side here.
He's fucking with Conan right now. Like, yeah.
It's like a coast-to-coast story.
That was it. No, what are you talking about?
Thank you.
What are you talking about?
It was a little pink naked man that was this big. I don't know what it was. And I wrote to the company again, and they were out of business, and that was the last one they had.
He's checking.
Water.
It ran into the field, and that was it. It was mine for like 10 minutes.
Can't we find out what the hell that
was? I don't know what
was?
It was. It was just monkey in a teacup. That's what it was.
Don't tell too many people about this, Jay.
It was a little naked, hairless man.
That's a pretty funny story. that's just clearly made up.
Yeah, it's insane. Like a weird hallucination.
And Conan's just calling. Conan's like, "You're insane." It doesn't matter that it was a creature that got sent to my house. It doesn't matter that it was a monkey or an animal. The only thing that bothered me about this that was interesting is that he was he had a dick. It's a weird thing to bring up over and over
again. He just said naked.
He said he had male genitalia.
Did he say that?
I was a little pervert. I don't know what it was. It was just a little man, monkey in a teacup. That's all.
Your show, The Tonight Show, is a big show. When I travel around the world, they show this thing.
Travel around the world?
When I travel around, funny to you.
Well, we're on that satellite.
Yeah, that I would travel is funny to you. I'm very continental, Jay. My little private jet, my ascot. Yeah. When I travel around, you see The Tonight Show everywhere, and I'm thinking, you must have, like, do you ever have, like, world leaders contacting you?
No, one day, I mentioned I got a letter from Gorbachev. He watches The Tonight Show in Moscow. Don't ask me why. And he's coming to Los Angeles, and this thing Time Magazine was doing, would I come to this dinner with
Gorbachev? The traitor, Gorbachev.
Gorbachev says, oh, this is great. So my wife and I go to the dinner, and Gorbachev and his wife, Raisa, who sadly passed away, but this was like last year. She's there, you know. And he doesn't speak English. So I'm trying to be very, I go, hello, hi. And I said to Mrs. Gorbachev, I said, you obviously married an older man. You're very beautiful.
This is a crazy flex. It's like, Gorbachev loves me, and he just wants to hang out with me. He doesn't even speak English, but he just wants to be around me.
Uh-huh.
And I have to try to entertain him. And I'm being kind of rude to him, and
yeah.
Leno's kind of implying that I'm like this world
and big
figure.
Timing,
yeah.
You know, so the translator, and both Gorbachev and Raisa go, they go like this. So then she goes, and he says, she wants to know why you feel her husband is so old. I said, that's not what I said. I said, tell her she's so beautiful.
Here's what he said.
She obviously married. An older man, teen bride. You know.
What?
Teen bride. No, I was trying to say that you've been trafficked as a child prostitute to this old, senile man.
Yeah.
now they're really getting mad. That red thing on his head's like throbbing.
Oh, my God.
Well said.
This is your friend, Jay? Like, oh, this fucking loser tries to hang out with me. He's a fucking old, senile pedophile.
What are you saying? You're saying, why do you keep saying he's old? I'm not saying he's old. I'm trying to be polite. So the whole dinner is like a nightmare dinner. Right. You know? So then Gorbachev's agent comes on me. Psst. What do you think? How'd Gorby do?
His agent.
I said, what do you mean, how'd he do? He said, he wants to come on the show. And I said, well, it's an honor, but he doesn't speak English. I said, you know, we need a translator, and the 6 minutes would be 12 minutes. It really wouldn't work. He goes, yeah, yeah. He said, I got another guy. Desmond Tutu. I said, well, I mean, Desmond Tutu is a great man, I mean, but apartheid is such a serious subject. It's not. That's more a Nightline thing. It's not really what we do. He goes, forget the apartheid crap. He goes, Tutu travels. He's got funny stuff about hotels, funny stuff about flights. Great material. I said, well,
this story is another lie.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to.
But so far, not as funny as the monkey story.
He's going to think, what am I doing? One of the great men of the world, the Nobel Prize. I'm going to hear his joke. I'm sorry.
He wants us to do a stand-up hunk.
Yeah, it's like a nightmare.
Yeah, well, it was so, you know, we asked when we found out we were going to come to L.A., we asked, is it possible if you come over and say hi, because we know you're very busy.
Oh, yeah.
And you got to get to the next gay pride parade.
That's right. I have a gay pride parade coming up.
They hate each other. Yeah. They do not like each other.
You're a busy man.
I have to apologize to world leaders.
But the...
also, I'm friends with Gorbachev, remember that part?
But, you know, you've always been really nice to me and to everybody here doing the show.
Wait, what did he say? I told him to say,
Someone told him to say
that. Yeah, they probably did.
Yes, he's been nice to us.
No,
yeah, right, yeah.
Well, you do a great
nice
show.
To us. So check him out. Of course, The Tonight Show, like I have to mention it. Jay Leno, weeknight.
Oh, that handshake.